Many claim to have unfailing love, but a faithful person who can find. Many claim to have unfailing love, but a faithful person who can find. Underline faithful. Many will tell you they are your loyal friends, but who can find one who is truly trustworthy? Can you see that? A friend is faithful. A friend is loyal. A friend is trustworthy. A friend is reliable. A friend is dependable. Can we say the same about our friends? Are they loyal? Are they faithful? Are they trustworthy? Are they reliable? Are they dependable? Does this describe your friend? Yes or no? Does this describe your friend? Yes or no? So you see, you don't have a friend, even though you thought you had one. You don't have a friend. That person is not a friend. They are not faithful, not trustworthy. Cannot depend on them, can't rely on them. No peace of mind. A friend is a constant pillar you can depend on. A friend will never leave you in the lurch. A friend shows up when you are going through the most and you need them the most. Can you see that? No, not somebody who disappears when you're going through trouble. There are people when you're going through the most, they disappear. There are people when you don't have, they leave you. When you have, they resurface. They reappear. See? When you don't have, they disappear. When you have, they reappear. See that? Those are not friends. A friend stays no matter what happens. When the world persecutes you and rejects you, a friend loves and embraces you unconditionally. People can be saying whatever they want to say about you, but a true friend. Listen, a true friend is somebody who knows you. You might have done wrong, but your friend will know and understand why you did what you did. A true friend will not agree with everybody. True friend is the one who visits you in prison. That's why Christ says we should visit prisoners. Be a true friend. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. When you're going through the most, a true friend shows up. When you need them the most, a true friend will show up. Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times and a brother is born for adversity. Can you see that? A friend does what? A friend loves at all times. A friend will never turn against you. How many people have we kept as friends but they've turned against us? A friend, church, loves at all times. A friend who rapes is still my friend. A friend who kills, murders is still my friend. I will come and I will talk to you about the wrong that you have done. But as far as you as a person you are concerned, it's not what you do. You are not what you do. You are not defined by what you do to a friend. A friend doesn't define you by what you do. A friend doesn't define you by what you don't do. A friend will be there at all times. The Bible says a friend loves at all times. A friend will never turn against you and join the world in a crusade to assassinate your character. The people we used to call friends, they are now assassinating our character. They've since joined the crusade to assassinate our character. The Judases. They know your secrets. They spill out your secrets so that people can use your secrets to blackmail you. But God will deal with them. I say God will deal with your blackmailers. Because they showed up as sheep, but there were wolves in sheepskins. A friend loves at all times. I say a friend loves at all times. If you are my friend and you see me, I don't come to church anymore, what is stopping you to make contact with me? What is stopping you to check up on me? I care, we're friends, and we used to go to church together. We met up at church, we became friends at church, but now you don't see me anymore. Who stopped you to make contact with me? Who stopped you to check on me? Who stopped you to meet with me? Who stopped you to visit me? You called yourself a friend. You see? But the devil, he divides through sectarianism. Sects, partisanship. No. You don't come to our church anymore, so I've got nothing to do with you. You were never my friend in the first place. Maybe the reason I'm not coming to church, things are not going well with me. Maybe I'm going through a rough patch in life. But you see, you don't check up on me because you don't love me and you never did. You don't check up on me because you don't care and you never did. See? There was something you're benefiting from me when I was with you. But now that I'm no longer with you, you don't care. There is a saying that you friends, you know very well, that when days are dark, friends are few. You see, but these are fake friends. They are wolves. They were never friends in the first place. When days are dark, I need all my friends. It's when days are dark that you'll know who your true friends are. Troubled times have a way of sifting out the fake from your life. When you go through hard times, there's a sifting of the phony, pretentious, so-called friends. That's when they disappear. But what is going on? They are being sifted out. You don't need them. For the next leg of your life, you don't need them. For the next installment of your life, you don't need them. For the next chapter of your life, you don't need them. For the next episode of your life, you don't need them. The trouble has come to sift them out. So don't go back running after them. You won't make it in the next step of your life, in the next journey of your life, in the next stage of your life with these people. Times and seasons, they belong to God, and God brings them to us for a reason. One of the reasons is to sift out fake people from our lives. Sift them out. And I repeat again, a friend never leaves a friend in trouble. A friend never leaves a friend in trouble. A friend, a true friend, someone who's a friend, never leaves a friend in trouble. I will be your friend no longer because you got pregnant outside of wedlock. I am in trouble. I need you. I need your support. I need strength at this point. Now, you're leaving me when I need you the most. See? You were never a friend. You were never a friend. A friend will tell you what happened to you is a very bad thing, a poor decision, and all of that. But my friend, I still love you. I'll always be there for you. And I'm still here for you even right now. Let's go to church. Don't stop coming to church because you've got a bump in your tummy. And a true friend will continue talking scripture with you, not about your pregnancy, but about your life. Say, come on. We are still running. The race is still on. Come on. The bump in your tummy does not stop the race. Let not the bump in your tummy disturb you. Let's keep moving. Let's keep going. That's a true friend. But there are churches when people fall pregnant outside of wedlock, the members are told to avoid such a one. The sinner now has fallen from the grace. You see, not every church is a place of friendship. Not every church is a place of friendship. Proverbs 18 and 24. The man of too many friends, chosen indiscriminately, will be broken in pieces and come to ruin. But there is a true loving friend. Ooh, that sounds so good. But there is a true loving friend who is reliable and sticks closer than a brother. Who is what? Reliable and sticks closer than a brother. A true friend sticks around. A true friend stays and doesn't leave you in troubled times. A true friend sticks closer. They don't separate themselves from you when things are bad. When days are dark, they stick closer. A true friend sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 27, verses 5 and 6, and verse number 9. Now it says, better is an open reprimand of loving correction than love that is hidden. Faithful are the wounds of a friend who corrects out of love and concern, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful because they serve his hidden agenda. Verse number 9, the heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet as perfume and incense. Listen to that. The heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet as perfume and as incense. What does this mean? Friends do not lie one to another. Friends don't lie, church, one to another. Friends rebuke and correct each other out of love and out of concern. Friends correct and rebuke each other. Out of what? Love and concern. A friend is not afraid to correct you when you're wrong. A friend is not afraid to rebuke you when you're wrong. And a friend always corrects and rebukes out of love and concern. See, that's why we told you that a friend is a protector, not a detractor. You're better off with a friend than without, if you have one. A friend will not mislead you or get you into trouble. A true friend will not mislead you. A friend will not cause you or take you to where you will regret later. A true friend will not take you to Konka. A true friend will not take you to Eyatini. A true friend will not take you where you might be destroyed. A true friend will not expose you to a life that might be disastrous for you. A true friend corrects and rebukes, albeit in love and out of concern for you. That's a true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A true friend is a voice of reason. A true friend is a moral compass in your life. A voice of reason, right? It's beautiful to listen to words of reason. That's a true friend. When you hear them, their voice is pleasant. That's a true friend. It's a voice of reason. Say, my goodness, I didn't see it this way. Oh my God, you just gave me a whole fresh perspective to this. That's a true friend. That's a true friend. A voice of reason, a moral compass. A friend who will not be afraid to tell you this is wrong. A friend who is a moral compass in your life will not be afraid to tell you it's not good to have a boyfriend while you are still at school. It's not good to have a boyfriend on campus. That's a true friend. A true friend will tell you, it's not good to go out with lecturers. This lecturer who is pursuing you, this is wrong. Please stop it. A friend. Now, that's a friend with a moral compass. In your life, a friend will remind you, remember the home that you come from. You didn't leave the home you come from to have a boyfriend here. You didn't leave the home where you came from to come here and date your lecturer. Now, that's a friend with a moral compass. They remind you. So don't forget where you come from. A friend will remind you, says, now you are in Joburg. Now you are growing wings. Remember, we are a foreigner in Joburg. Remember, we are a stranger. A friend will tell you that you are an alien. You come from KZN, you are an alien here. The people of KZN have got expectations on you. Your parents have got an expectation on you. They are all waiting for your graduation. But at the rate that you are going, you will be a reproach and a disgrace to them. Now that's a true friend. Now there's a people you need on campus. Not the girls who wear bum shorts for no reason. Why do you need a bum short in class? We are going for class, you're wearing a bum short, you're not making sense. Class, bum short, class. We are not here to study your bum. A true friend is a voice of reason, a moral compass in your life. A true friend is one who sees your blind spots and warns you about them. You know, we people, we've got blind spots. There are areas, there are things, there are places that we don't see. It's a blind spot. You're right? You can fall into a ditch because of a blind spot. You can end up in trouble because of a blind spot. You can end up in an accident because of a blind spot. But your friend is a blind spot detector. Friend is able to see the thing that you cannot see yourself and warn you about them. Say, if you go this way, you're about to fall from a precipice. Be careful. Don't go that route. That's a true friend. And again, I'm repeating myself, a true friend has your best interest at heart. I mean, a true friend always wants to see they are there for the good of you. They want to see the best out of you. A friend is the one who brings out the best out of you. They bring out the best. When you say, I don't want to study, the friend says, no, you can do it. Let's go another hour. Let's go another half an hour. You can do it. Remember, we are writing tomorrow. Let's do it. A friend is that person. When you say, I'm tired, I'm not going to do the assignment, the friend reminds you of the deadline and say, but the deadline is tomorrow. Let's push for another hour. We'll finish the assignment. Now that's a friend. Not a friend when the deadline is tomorrow, you are busy at Sentin Mall. What are you doing at Sentin Mall? You have an assignment, the deadline is tomorrow. What are you doing at Sentin Mall? We are not doing research. The assignment has got nothing to do with Sentin Mall, so you're not even doing research. Friend will tell you, no, we don't need to be there. We can go there after we submit the assignment. Let's submit the assignment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A true friend is the one who's going to ask you, how has your walk with God been? That's a friend. How has your walk with God been? A friend is the one who says, my friend, what is the Holy Spirit revealing to you? And don't start looking down on the ground and begin to look for sticks that are not there. When your friend is asking you, what is the Holy Spirit revealing? And start looking for plagues that don't exist in the sky. No, the friend is asking you a genuine question. How are you getting? How are things? How is your prayer life? How are things? Friends are sincere, so don't lie to a friend. I say, these days it's a bit tough in terms of prayer. When I try to pray, I fall asleep quickly. I don't know why. And I don't know what I can do. You see that? Now the devil is exposed. The devil is exposed. Amen. That's a true friend. The devil is exposed. I said, no, you know, I've been reading the book of Kaya in the Bible, and chapter 13 is difficult. And your friend will tell you there's no such book in the Bible. We are reading the wrong Bible. So you don't have to waste your time on these things. Or whatever book of the Bible that you are studying, a friend will study it with you and try also to understand so that they can help you. Yes. So no, I'm struggling in this chapter. This, my friend, Ephesians chapters 1 and 2 is in Shading Dong. Then your friend will go and study without telling you. And my goodness, God by his grace speaks, your friend gives revelation, your friend comes now and share with you. Like, oh, now I understand the value of true friendship, the greater love of a friend. Oh, church, the greater love. How I pray, my goodness, that some of you may marry your friends. Sorry, I'm talking to the wrong people. I mean when you are ready for marriage, not now. Some of you now, you'll just go on overdrive. For sweet nothing. I'm saying when you are ready. Sia, you look so pretty today, my daughter. You look so wonderful. A true friend compliments Sia. A friend loves you and tells you the truth always. A friend does not flatter you. I say a friend loves you and tells you the truth always. Do you have someone who tells you the truth all the time? And you know they love you and they don't flatter you. They don't flatter you. They don't. That means flatter, that means they don't tell you what you want to hear. No, no, they tell you the truth. They tell you the truth. If what you are wearing today is not good, they'll tell you it's not fit for the occasion. That's a true friend. They tell you, no, no, you look nice, but it's not fit for the occasion. You see, they will tell you the truth. Whether it hurts you or not is your problem, but they tell you the truth. They won't flatter you. That's a friend. That's a friend. I know you like that guy, but that guy is not your type. That's a friend to tell you that. I can see you swooning all over the guy, but he's not your type. And you get very angry with your friend. And a true friend will not change. They stick with the truth. It is true, the saying that straight talk breaks no friendship, right? If telling the truth in love breaks your friendship, that simply means you didn't have a friendship in the first place. If now I tell you the truth, you're no longer talking to me. Now I tell you the truth, you no longer answer my messages. I tell you the truth, now you blue tick me. I tell you the truth, now you don't answer my calls. There was no friendship here. There was none. If truth causes our separation, then we're not friends to begin with. Not friends. Hallelujah. People who leave you or avoid you because you tell them the truth, they are not meant to be your friends. Flush them out of your life. Press a forget mode. Forget. Just forget. No, the thing that says connect or forget this device. Just forget this device. Forget. Never meant to be your friends. You know, the Lord, He allows things to happen, trying to reach out to us to say, you are not supposed to be in this friendship, but we are not listening and we are not seeing. We are not seeing. Things just don't come together here. But this could be a sign or signs that the Lord is giving out, putting out for us to be aware that there is nothing here. A true friend is someone you go to for true and sincere counsel, someone you go to for true and sincere opinion. Do you have that person in your life that when you want to hear the truth, you go to them? Truth. And they will tell you the truth very selflessly. That means they've got no hidden agenda in the matter. They've got no ulterior motive. They'll just tell you the truth. Now, that is a true friend. The person that you go to for true and sincere counsel, for true and sincere opinion. I'm a pastor. A lot of people, they come to me not because they are looking for true and sincere opinion, for true and sincere counsel. No. So they say to me, they open by saying, tell me the truth. But they're not ready for it. When you tell them the truth, then they're not happy. But why did you say I must tell you the truth? At least you should have said, okay, man of God, tell me the lie, even if it's a lie, but it sounds good. Tell it to me. Because if I tell you the truth, then I'm no longer your friend. It's true. It's true. But a pastor should be a safety net. You know, I'm ready. Whatever he tells me. But it should be a pastor that you know that pastor is genuine. Not all pastors are genuine. Other pastors, they will give you guidance. They will give you counsel because what is in need for them. So in their counsel, they are manipulating and controlling you in their counsel. See? I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about those people. Those are also charlatans in their own spaces. A true friend will rather wound you with the truth than flatter you with a lie. A true friend would rather cause you pain than cause you sweetness by flattery. Now you say, you're falling pregnant. You say, but why didn't you tell me he was married? Then you say, no, my friend, I just felt like it was not my place to tell you. But you fool, get out of here. I'm now pregnant by a married person who lied to me that they were single. Am I making the point? Are you getting what I'm saying? So it's better to wound with the truth than to flatter with a lie. Not all married people come to you say they are married. That's why they hide their wedding band. I don't have one. I didn't hide it. I just don't know. I just don't know one. I didn't hide it. They hide it. They hide it. Sometimes our best friends are the advisors our parents, our guardians, our teachers, our pastors gave us, but we did not listen. Sometimes these were really our best friends, the guidance, the advice your parents, your teachers, your guardians, your mamnane, your mamuhul, your whoever gave you, your pastors gave you, but you did not listen. You rejected all of it. Isn't it strange in life that we tend to prefer wrong company and to listen to wrong advice? It's life, right? It's life. We'd rather listen to friends than listen to our parents. Because what our parents are telling us is right, but we don't like it. Can you see that? What the teacher is telling me is right, but I don't like it. Now I prefer a lie from my friends. It's a lie, but I like it. But the consequences are dire. The consequences are very dire. A true friend helps you navigate the treacherous waters of life and helps you to avoid shipwrecking your life. The treacherous, tricky, risky waters of life. A friend helps you to navigate. That's why we say a friend sees your blind spots. Right? Some of us, we have really shipwrecked our lives. Today, we are regretting we have shipwrecked our lives. But how did we shipwreck our lives? We lacked a true and sincere friend. A true and sincere friend. Some of us have strayed so much and so far in life. We have strayed so much and so far in life because of friends. We listened to them, we did things with them, and we did things because of them. See, listening to friends and doing things because of them, and doing things with them. Today we regret and we don't know where and how to begin to piece our lives together again. Now we've since realized that it's very difficult to piece life together again, but it's easier to start on the right track than to shipwreck your life and now try to rebuild it. Rebuilding is very difficult. Rebuilding. So it's good to build on the right note. See? Than trying to piece life together. Piecing life together again is difficult because you are rebuilding. You're rebuilding what you destroyed. You're rebuilding what you destroyed. It's difficult. It's difficult. Now this all the more underscores and highlights the importance of keeping the right company. Because if you allow a company that is going to lead us into shipwreck, it's going to be difficult to rebuild church. Sometimes it might even be impossible without the grace of God. It might just be impossible to rebuild. Now, Job 2, 11 to 13, when three of Job's friends heard of the tragedy he had suffered, they got together and they traveled from their homes to comfort and to console him. Oh my goodness, I'm blown away already. Can you see that? These are friends. These are true friends. I'm blown away already. Job did not invite them. He didn't call them. They heard of what had happened to him. They say, friends, our friend, something bad has happened to our friends. Let us go see our friend. Now, these are friends indeed. Their names were Eliphaz, the Temanite, Bildad, the Shuhite, and Zophar, the Namathite. When they saw Job from a distance, they scarcely recognized the man. Wailing loudly, they tore their robes. This shows you how much they loved him. This shows you also how bad the situation was. Job was in a very terrible state. Wailing loudly, they tore their robes and threw dust into the air. They threw dust into the air over their heads to show their grief. A true friend will grieve with you when you are grieving. A true friend will rejoice with you when you are rejoicing. Then they sat on the ground with him. Verse number 13. They sat on the ground with him for 7 days and nights. They sat on the ground, not on couches, not on cushions, not in paneled houses. They sat with Job on the ground outside on the ash heap. They sat on the ground with him for 7 days and nights. No one said a word to Job, for they saw that his suffering was too great for words. Listen, no one said a word to Job for 7 days and seven nights. Just quiet. Sometimes you need that. 7 days, seven nights. Don't say a word. You see, the Bible says in verse number 10, they went to him to comfort and to console him. And yet, they brought themselves, they put themselves into his shoes. Empathize. They never said a word. 7 days, seven nights. Some of us, when we say we're going to comfort, to console somebody, hey, we are better not saying anything, honestly. You don't have to say something when you don't have something to say. I may be your friend, you may be my friend, but honestly speaking, when you don't have something to say, you are under no duress to say anything. Do not say anything. You can go see somebody in the hospital, just you to be there. Don't say a word. If there's nothing to say, don't say it. Maybe you can just sit there in silence when you're about to leave and say a prayer. That's it. That's it. That's it. Not to begin to lecture your friend about the hazards of drunk driving because your friend was drunk. He's in hospital, bones broken everywhere. You begin to lecture on the hazards of drunk driving. What's wrong with you? You're not a friend. But you see, The friends of Job, they were quiet for 7 days and seven nights. And lo and behold, after that, they began to speak. They were not supposed to say anything. They were so helpful and useful to Job when they are quiet. You know the story. When they started to speak, it was not good. It did not edify. It did not build. Even God rebuked them. God said, I am not happy with your friends, what they were saying to you. And God said, Job, you pray for them and I will heal them. Say that. Let us not say anything when we don't know. You may not know why the person is in that state. You honestly don't know. Don't assume. Don't give assumptions. I say this last week. I said, it's amazing when things that happen that we don't know, we don't know the cause, we don't know why, everyone begins to formulate an opinion. Everyone begins to formulate a perspective on the matter. You don't know nothing. You don't know why what happened happened. It was the same thing with the friends of Job. The first 7 days and seven nights, they did the right thing. They did well. They just kept quiet. They just kept quiet. Job himself did not understand why what was happening to him was happening. Job did not understand. You don't go to a person and say, my friend, but you at the level that you are at in your spiritual growth, you should not have fallen pregnant. You should not have made someone pregnant. The people don't want to hear that nonsense. I want to hear that nonsense. At your level, you, at your responsibility. Why did you? Why? Hey, shut up, get out of here. You don't even know what happened. Job, things began to happen in the spirit that Job knew nothing about. He knew nothing about. Even Job did not understand. The friends of Job that did not understand anything, when they started to shoot their mouths off, they did more harm than good. You see, sometimes when we speak, we do more harm than good. When you're supposed just to be quiet and say, I'm here to love you. I'm here. I go to the rest. I heard something happened to you. I say, I'm here to love you. I won't ask you how it happened. No, I'm here to love you. I give an embrace. I'm here to love you. That's therapy. There's a spirit of God on the inside of me. There's a spirit of God on the inside of you. This embrace is not for naught. I just begin to embrace you. Or I come to your place. I bring some things to your place. I don't say anything. Whether I find you there or not, it does not matter. Hey, please tell the person I've brought this. Tell them I love them and off I'm gone. That will minister. That will minister. Don't say things that are necessary. Don't say things that are necessary. I just want to see you and see the person. Obviously, if there's wisdom, if God imparts wisdom at that time to speak, then he would speak. But listen to me. If God imparts wisdom, then you've got something to say. If there's nothing, there's nothing. I'll just hug you and I'm here for you. That's it. I'm here for you. Praise God, I'm here for you. If I'm allowed to climb into a hospital bed with you, I'll climb into the hospital bed with you. I'll spend some few hours under the covers with you. Yes, to feel what you are going through. Yes, to feel how it feels to be you. That's love. Right? But please, you do that if it's a man, a woman, please. Just make sure of that. A true friend shows up when you're going through the most and you need them the most. That's a true friend. These were the friends of Job. They showed up when he was going through the most and when he needed them the most. I love this. I love this. He didn't tell them. He didn't invite them. He didn't write them a letter. He didn't send them a WhatsApp. How did they know? You see, true friendship. Didn't tell them. They heard. They heard. And they came on their own accord. The value of a true friend is not so much them giving you something, is not so much them doing things for you, as it is for them just to be there for you. I've already said this. Just to be there. Okay? Sometimes a friend does not need to be always there physically. Sometimes a friend does not need always to be there physically. You don't always need to talk. You don't always need to communicate. There are different friendships, and with different people. Sometimes there are people that you don't need to talk to them all the time. You don't need to be communicating with them all the time. You don't need to be with them physically all the time. There are friendships like that. Don't force issues. Don't force matters. There are friendships like that. There are friendships like that. But it's when you need them the most, at that precise moment, that they play a very pivotal role in your life. It's when you need them the most. At that very place, it can be once in a year, it can be once in 2 years, it can be once in 3 years, it can be once in 7 years, but at that precise moment that you need the person the most, they show up. See? Purpose. They show up. They show up. Now, friends, this is when you know you have a friend. When you have a breakdown and suddenly a friend sends you a tow truck. Suddenly he has a tow truck. He didn't pay for it. The friend has paid for it. Suddenly your car is broken down. He's with the mechanic. You can't take it out. A friend suddenly comes and sends the money. He's like, my goodness, oh my word. I didn't know where I was going to get this 30,000 rands from. And I haven't spoken to this person in the last 4 years. You see, at that precise moment when you need them the most. Can you see that? At that, then you know you have a friend. Then you know you have a friend. Hallelujah. A true friend, as I'm closing today, is like an oasis in the desert. A true friend refreshes you. A true friend revitalizes you. A true friend infuses you with new strength, with new power, with new zeal to live. With new enthusiasm. A true friend is like an oasis. When you are hiding yourself from the world, you don't even come outside of your house. You don't even come outside of your flat. But when a true friend comes, when they leave, you want to go out and conquer the world. A friend is like an oasis in a desert. They refresh you. They revitalize you. You feel great. You feel light. When you have been with a true friend, or just talking to a true friend, just texting with a true friend, you feel great afterwards. We meet many acquaintances in life, but very few friends. A true friend is a gift that keeps giving of themselves and does not know when to stop. A true friend is a gift that keeps giving of themselves, and they don't know when to stop. They don't know. That's a true friend. They just keep giving. They just keep giving. The friend that you give a gift on a special occasion, or rather gives you a gift on a special occasion, and when it's their special occasion, they expect you to give them a gift, that's not friendship. I bought you a wedding gift. Now it's my wedding. I expect you to do something for me. Now you begin to give out innuendos. Because you see, I'm not saying anything about your gift. Right? Now we are speaking indirectly. No. No. Because you gave me a birthday gift. I'm not obliged to give you a birthday gift on your birthday. Don't you understand that? Love gives without expectation. Because it's my birthday and I'm expecting to receive something. You see, that's not the spirit of friendship. That is not the spirit of love either. Expect nothing on your birthday. Really, expect nothing. Just gaze into the big blue sky. Expect, that's love. Now when you pray there, now you begin to check your phone. My friends, is there someone saying something? Is there someone sending something? Now you want to like to check, maybe they're trying to hide the surprise dinner or lunch from me. No, that's not friendship. A true friend is a gift that keeps giving, not that keeps receiving. Alankul. A true friend is a gift that keeps giving, not that keeps receiving. But that keeps giving. That keeps giving. That's a true friend. That's a true friend. In this life, like I've been saying, we need destiny helpers, destiny partners, destiny connectors. The question is this: do you have one? Do you have one? Who's your friend? You smoked dacha, it was your friend. You smoked dacha, it was a friend. You smoked cigarette, it was a friend. You watch porn, it was a friend. You stole, the first thing you stole, it was a friend. Who's your friend? You committed adultery, it was a friend. You fornicated, it was a friend. Who's your friend? Who's your friend? When you started to take drugs, it was a friend. Now you notice how difficult it is to come out of drugs. But it was a friend who led you there. Now the friend who leads you there can't take you out. So please, let's be wise. The friend who leads you into trouble, they can't take you out of the trouble. They can't deliver you from the trouble. Ushapaki alostro uliwan. Ushapaki alostro uliwan. But it was a friend. It was a friend who says, oh, Chomi, here are these nice guys, handsome guys, asibangen. But today we are taking care of the baby. Where's your friend? You can't sleep at night. The baby is screaming and doing all of those things. You can't sleep. We are tossing and turning. You are having serious issues. You have to take the child to the clinic. Where's the friend who said to you, Chomi, here are beautiful guys, asibangen. Where's the friend today? He's not helping you with the baby. Can you see that, church? Some of us, we've left church because of friends. Now we are afraid to go back again. The friend who takes you out will not take you in again. When you sober up, they will not take you there again. Let's clap hands for Jesus today.